Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The canniest political candidates figure out how to turn their Achilles heels into strengths, or at least get in on the joke. In 2013, Marco Rubio was the up-and-coming Republican chosen to follow up on President Obama's State of the Union speech. But it wasn't the content of the speech that made news. It was this.
Nothing has frustrated me more than false choices like the one the president laid out tonight.
That pause, that is the parched senator reaching down for a gulp from a water bottle. Videos of the awkward moment went viral under the hashtag Watergate. Rubio's office zinged back, tweeting out a photo of the empty bottle. But in a political season increasingly marked by bullying and name-calling, any human frailty is a target. Ben Schreckinger is a reporter from Politico who wrote about Marco Rubio's water thing. And Ben, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So what's the evidence he has a water thing?
So going back to his earliest days as a state politician in Florida, his delivery has always, he's always been charismatic. He's always had a polished delivery. But people have consistently noticed that he has a water tick. He'll pause awkwardly and reach for water in the middle of impassioned speeches. One of his longtime associates described it to us as like a security blanket for him, and it's something that he continues to do on the trail to this day.
I guess what looks so funny about it is that, you know, he's sort of looking still at the camera, ducking down, in one case looking underneath the podium, and he's tried to turn it into a laugh line. How effective has he been at that?
You know, I think he's been pretty effective because at the end of the day, this is not Marco Rubio taking bribes. This is not him flip-flopping on positions. It is sort of a minor quirk of his. And so he's fundraised off it consistently. They actually sent out a fundraising email about the water thing today. But going back to that State of the Union moment that you played earlier, they raised more than $100,000 selling water bottles the week after that. And he's had fun with it. He's taking it in good humor.
Here he is making the most of it at CPAC 2013.
The stakes are not just American. The stakes are bigger than that. Thank you. Never in the history of the world has water been so popular. I appreciate it.
Well, despite that show of good humor, Rubio's campaign was not interested in talking to you about the story. What was their response?
No, we got one of the great no comments of all time, which was Politico has lost its mind. That's all they said when we came knocking about this.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, why should we care about Marco Rubio's water thing?
I think it's just a neat quirk of a personality who could, if he becomes the nominee, if he even becomes president, all of the little quirks of his personality will become sort of footnotes to history. It's sort of like Reagan with the jelly beans. It's been compared to John Boehner's crying, Nixon's sweating, which actually did matter politically. It was problematic for him when he was sweating under those lights in his debate against John Kennedy in 1960. But when someone's this public, you know, they're under the microscope, and people notice these things.
Well, certainly Donald Trump, the leading the pack among the Republicans, has picked on him about it, exposing him as a human.
Remember the response on live television to the president's State of the Union speech? So they pick him because he's a young rising star. And he's talking, and he's sweating. And I'm watching, I'm saying, is he going to be okay? You know? And he's sweating. And he keeps sweating. And the water's pouring down all over. And finally he goes... And I said, was that live television?
That's right. It was after the second debate that people sort of started talking about Rubio instead of Jeb Bush as the establishment answer to Trump. He started immediately talking about how he's never seen a young guy sweat this much or drink so much water. And his campaign played a little prank on the Rubio campaign and sent over a case of Trump-branded water bottles and some towels.
Well, I guess this has also become a thing in Marco Rubio's rider. He has to have stemless glasses, not bottles. It's kind of like the, you know, the green M&Ms in the Van Halen rider. Is the Rubio campaign playing this right?
So, yeah, and in at least one case, they did stipulate that condition. That stuff like that doesn't look good when it surfaces. There's probably a good optics case for doing that, a good appearances case for wanting a stemless glass. A stemmed glass may look a little bit effete, you know, to be drinking water out of what looks like a wine glass. And the water bottle, it takes time to unscrew that cap and screw it back on. And for someone like Marco Rubio, where people have already taken notice of how this interrupts his delivery, having a stemless glass sort of just looks the best and is the least intrusive.
Well, Ben, thank you for parsing out this critical issue for us today.
You're welcome. I hope your listeners learned a lot.
Ben Schreckinger, he's a reporter. He covers politics for Politico, and he wrote about Marco Rubio's water thing. There's a link to read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.